Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. God bless. We're being heard literally all over the world. Hallelujah. So why not call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us. Come first. Let's go. Let's open it in a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come today. We say thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Lord, that we can come before you in a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this special time of praying and coming before you and reaching out to all of our friends and families. Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful moment. What a wonderful hour to be alive. And right before we check out the prayer cell, we're just going to read a verse of scripture. And if you get your Bible, read along with us. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on the feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Good God Almighty, and to God be the glory. We thank God for the reading of his holy word from the book of Psalm 91. May it be a source of strength for all of you who are listening. And now, let's go visit the prayer cell and see if, glory be to God, hallelujah, we're just going to check a moment and see, check on the prayer cell. Please stand by. Oh, wow. We just thank the Lord there. We lost connection with them, but we'll be able to bring them on a little later because our time is fast approaching. But we're just going to check on the U.S. Virgin Isles as well as Jamaica and St. Thomas and the islands and see how they're coming along with their prayer chapters. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if we don't have enough time to do it today, we'll look forward to do it again when we come back and take you on a visit with us as we visit those prayer cells. Oh, but I tell you, the Lord is doing an awesome thing in our midst and among all of those who are tapping in, and we just give him the glory and we give the Lord the praise today. And I tell you, it's a wonderful time to be able to partake and be a part of the prayer works and the prayer ministries and the prayer armies and for all that the Lord is doing. There's such an opportunity for prayer. There's, a huge, vast time. It's a time to be alive. I'm telling you, I haven't ever seen so much in the way of need for prayer and opportunities and challenges for prayer at this time. And prayer is talking to God, and just sometimes it's taking out time to share with God and let God know how much you appreciate him and how much you thank him. Wow, that is incredible. That is incredible. I'm reminded today of a situation where the word of God was said, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Isn't that amazing? Now, that is so profound. I believe we just need to read that again. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Good God Almighty. Philippians 2:9-10. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bow at the name of Jesus. Everything has to bow at the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So you see, that's why we use the name of Jesus. You hear us say, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, bless the name of Jesus, praise the name of the Lord, bless the name of Jesus. We use the name of Jesus. And the reason we use it so much is because everything has to bow at the name of Jesus. God recognizes that. The devil and his host of fallen angels, they recognize it as well. Make the enemy flee. Just say the name of Jesus. Say the name, Jesus. If you don't know any other name to say, just say the name, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you don't know how to pray like you desire to, or you feel inadequate, just pray using Jesus' name and using his authority, out of the authority of Jesus and his precious blood. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we break your powers over this situation in the name of Jesus. We loose, hallelujah, this precious loved one right now from your hold and destroy your works and destroy yours in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would now, hallelujah, that your will now be done in the life of this precious one. And we thank you in Jesus' name And by his authority, we declare it done. In Jesus' name, we call it done. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And as you pray that, my dear friend, remember a very important thing. When you use the name of Jesus, hallelujah, is your personal relationship with him. How do you relate to him? That, your personal relationship with Jesus, it must be nurtured by your time of fellowship with him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because you want to be able to use the authority that he's given you only in ways that will glorify him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Look at the example of Peter and John. Peter and John together. And what did they do? They spoke to the man who was lame at the temple gate. They spoke to him. Hallelujah. Speaking is something else. Glory be to God. And after they spoke to the man that was at the temple gate, notice what happened. Notice what happened. No sooner than he spoke, when they spoke to the man at the temple gate, look what happened. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, he was lame, but when they spoke into his life, silver and gold, we don't have. Money, we don't have. You need money, but guess what? We can't give you no money because we don't got none ourselves. But guess what? Such as we do have, we give it to you. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the right hand. He began to leap and jump, rising up, leaping and jumping and walking. He received a miracle. He received a miracle. Glory be to God immediately. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders will accompany your life when you just use the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as your power of attorney, and use the blood of Jesus, which is your official seal. Glory be to God. You have the right to use it and watch for miracles. Watch for signs and wonders. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. When your relationship is right with him, you can use his name. You can use his seal. You can use his authority and watch for miracles. Well, good God Almighty, I believe that's all the time we have for now. And we just have this little prayer chat. And may God forever bless each and every one of you. Now, Lord, we bless every listener, everyone. We speak blessings in their life. We loose blessings upon each and every one in the name of Jesus for your glory. Now, hallelujah, for those of you who like to make contact, just simply go to the email, hourof@aol.com, hourof@aol.com. And until we meet again real soon, may the Lord bless and keep each of you is our prayer. Bye-bye.